N4ZLK, K4WCL.
Afternoon, John. K4RM, how you doing?
RM, K4WCL. Hello, Fred. How you doing?
For a pretty Friday afternoon. You up at Table Rock?
One in upstate South Carolina. We're down here in Pickens. My wife is in the Southern Home Liquidators looking for all the big bargains. I don't know if you've ever been in there. It's a place where they buy pallets of stuff and sell it cheap, and you never know what you're going to find in there.
There it is. My wife Mary's sitting next to me here in the car. She said, ask him where it is.
Downtown Pickens on Ann Street, which is 178. I'm sure you know that. Same plaza that the Ingles is in. It's the next business to the left of Ingles. And, we discovered it maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. And we go in there every Friday, and I have gotten some deals on some things in there. But you never know what you're going to find.
Exactly where you're talking about. When you mentioned it, we've seen it, and Mary has probably been in there before, but and she says, I've been in there, too. I just don't remember it. But, we're headed up to the hills for the weekend ourselves. So just heard you throw out your call. Thought I'd say hello.
How far along the journey have you made it so far?
Pickens, so I'll be passing by you here in about 60 seconds.
Gotcha. My wife's still in there. She might be in there for a minute. She may be in there for an hour. I told her I was going to the truck. So we still got to go to Walmart and get our groceries. That's kind of the main thing we do on Friday. So we got Saturdays free and clear to do whatever we want to do. And it looks like tomorrow what we want to do is going to be nothing because it's going to be raining.
Yeah, I saw that forecast, but we're just headed up for the weekend. I'm off Monday, so it's a long weekend. So hope to get a few things done. I think it's supposed to be pretty Monday for sure, maybe Sunday too, but I know they're calling for rain tomorrow. You haven't officially moved up here full-time yet, have you?
Not yet. I've got, I think, 6 weeks left to work. But, you know, we're coming up 3 days a week now. We come up on Thursday evening and go back on Sunday. I don't get Monday off. That's only bureaucrats and bankers and school holiday. I think the schools are off. But I'm close enough to retirement now where I can just kind of wait. And then I'll have a lot of days off in a row. Hi. Did you pass me? Because you kind of got garbled there for a second. And I figured you might be desensing me.
I passed, and I'm up here next to the high school now. So that's probably when I was going right by the place there. Probably desensed a little bit. Well, I guess they call you short time at work if you only got 6 weeks, huh?
A lot worse things than that, but yeah, they're trying to figure out who's going to pick up all my big key accounts, and had a meeting with the boss earlier in the week, and I'm not so sure their plan is going to be successful, but I've laid all the groundwork for 2025, and it's pretty much our business to lose at this point, and I have a feeling we may lose it, but you know what, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. I'm going to give them do the best job I can do right up to the last day, and then, you know, whatever happens after that is out of my control.
True. You have passed the baton, and it's up to whoever picks up the baton to carry on, so not your concern. Certainly understand that. Well, I'm not quite as close to retirement as you are. I would like to be, but hopefully sometime in the next year to year and a half, I'll be a full-time resident up on the mountain, but still working towards that goal, over.
Gotcha. I know we've talked about it, but I couldn't remember what your plan was. So you guys are going to move up to Nancy Mountain full time, huh? You going to keep the house in Piedmont or eventually sell it, or have you made up that mind yet?
Mobile. Right now, the plans are to sell it and move up there permanently. That, you know, something could change that, but right now, don't see anything that would change that. But that's the long-term goal, anyway.
I know you guys enjoy being up there. I'm just curious for like everyday grocery shopping. Then, what would be closer for you, Pickens? I know there's not a lot in Rosman, so I'm thinking either Pickens or Brevard.
It would be Pickens or Brevard, and it's about six of one or half a dozen of another. It's about the same distance, time-wise at least, whether you come down to Pickens or go over into Brevard. Because we've done both, and like I say, there's nothing really there in Rosman. But you know, we would probably vacillate between the two, sometimes coming to Pickens and then other times going on into Brevard. And as long as you kind of stay on the west side of Brevard or you know, the middle of the town to Brevard, you're not really talking about that long a distance. So, but anyway, if you go to town and back, you know, you're probably going to spend an hour and a half, 2 hours either way.
It takes us about 45 minutes to get to Brevard, if memory serves me correctly. And, you know, we're about maybe right at 20, almost 20 minutes into Pickens. You know, it's an easy ride, though. You know, the worst part of the road where the ride is going up through all the switchbacks there when you get up over the Blue Ridge Escarpment. So I would think just a little bit easier of a drive for you would be to go to Brevard, because you don't have nearly as many back and forths.
On that, yes, because we just come down off the mountain and go into the little town of Brevard and get on, 64, I believe it is, and, you know, straight over to Brevard. So not a bad trip at all.
We go up there, I wouldn't say often, 4 or 5 times a year. There's a big Chinese buffet, you probably know where it is, Twin Dragons, up there on the north side of town. And when Lori and I are feeling like being just total gluttons, we'll go up there and just pig out and then not eat the rest of the day. My wife must have found some good deals, because she came out with a big old bag of stuff in one hand and a rug in the other. I'm not sure why we need a rug, but I'm sure she's got a plan for that.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Twin Dragon. I've eaten there before, and so I'm very, very familiar with that. I haven't done it lately, but we have eaten there before. Well, it's good to talk to you, John. I'll let you, I'm going to take a standby here and let you do what you need to do there. Good to hear you, good to see you, and so one of these days when we can make our schedules match up, we need to meet up face-to-face sometime up at our place, but I'll get in touch with you about that. Take care, my friend, and we'll talk later. K4WCL, K4RM.
What's going on? One of my sensors, park sensors, was acting like I was going to hit something. There's nothing around me. All right, Fred. Appreciate you waving a hand at me. And yeah, I have nothing but time here coming up, so that sounds good. 73, you guys enjoy your weekend up there on Nancy Mountain, K4WCL.
It is awesome.